News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning and happy Labor Day weekend to you and yours. It's going to be a spectacular weather weekend. Lots of opportunities for you to get out and enjoy the three-day weekend. Last night, Warsaw hosted Warren Central in their home opener of the season. Warren jumped out to a 21-0 lead and held on to beat Warsaw 28-14. The Tigers enter conference play next week 1-1. Their opponent next week will be Goshen, and Goshen beat South Bend Washington 38-21. The Redhawks are 1-1. Columbia City beat Plymouth 35-13. Plymouth is 0-2. Concord's 2-0 after beating Jimtown 41-13. Northridge is 0-2 after they lost at home to Elkhart 17-7. Northwood evened up their record with a 51-14 win over New Prairie. It was Penn over Mishawaka in the backyard brawl 28-22. The Cavemen are 1-1. And West Noble beat Wawasee 35-19. And the Warriors enter conference play next week 1-1. Some of the other scores: Bluffton beat Manchester 45-6. Eastern beat Northwestern 44-14. It was Cass over Northfield 43-13. Mocatawa beat Carroll of Flora 41-21. Madison Grant beat Southwood 55-0. North Miami beat Wabash 47-14. Peru beat Whitco 32-22. And the Battle of the Belt goes to Tippecanoe Valley, who won at Rochester 7-2. It was Knox over Pioneer 38-20. North Judson beat LaVille 21-14. It was Triton over Bremen 14-0. It's the first win for Triton over Bremen in football in over 50 years. Fairfield beat Glenn 38-20. St. Joe beat Southside 26-0. Lakeland beat Cherubusco 14-12. Woodland beat Central Noble 31-8. Again, last night at Fisher Field, Warren Central beat Warsaw 28-14. We'll talk with Park Curtis about it coming up next here on Tiger Talk. Driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services. Expanding your horizon generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers! When you need a stylish look for your home, head to Browers Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Shop from the largest furniture selection in the area, including quality brand names like England, Best, and Roe. Get the quality sleep you need with a premium mattress from Therapeutic, and add an adjustable base for the ultimate night's sleep. Browers also has in stock carpet along with vinyl, plank, hardwood, and tile. Visit browerscarpet.com and stop in today at 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor.
It's a 3-2 count, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and the game is on the line. Ace pitcher Johnny never misses on the mound. He checks the runners, gets the sign, winds up, and delivers. Oh no, it's a wild pitch. Look out! If you find yourself on the wrong end of a fastball, call Glass Doctor of Indiana for any glass issue. Auto, home, commercial, or even a custom piece of glass. Here comes the best pitch. Glass Doctor of Indiana has you covered except your eyeglasses and your water glasses. Call Glass Doctor of Indiana to fix your pain.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of plumbing systems in your home. If even one small component stops working, your home could fall into disarray without the ability to shower, cook, or drink clean water. You need plumbers you can trust. Whether it's a minor repair or a major installation, Flotec Plumbing and Heating is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Don't let a small issue turn into a big problem. Go with the flow. Online at flotecpandh.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach Curtis. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Roger. I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Good. Rough start to the game last night, rough first half. Boys bounced back, had the ball with a chance to go down and tie the game.
Yeah, anytime you enter a game like that and you play someone that is that caliber, athletically, size-wise, aggressiveness-wise, you need to play at your best, and it was a rough start. They took the opening kickoff. We had a good coverage on our first kick, and in a matter of, I don't know, six, seven, eight plays, they're in the end zone. They've got a very talented running back, an offensive line that is very large, manhandled our kids. Deposited them into the linebackers' lanes, made it pretty rough. Now, the good news is we did play better defensively this second half, but you know it wasn't the start that we needed. We didn't fumble the football, but we did not execute all the time offensively, particularly the first half, as we needed to not only stay in a game, but to beat a team like that. And then obviously the punt, when we punted and lost 27 yards on the punt, we actually held them after that, which was big for our defense. I don't know if they missed a field goal.
They missed
the
field goal.
On fourth down, they missed a field goal. It was kind of a clunky first half offensively. Even though we had some shots and moved the football, I mean, we rushed for 280 yards if you take away the minus 27 on the punt snap. So I think there were some things that were really positive even in the first half, particularly offensively. We were able to move the ball and run our true triple option game with a lot of pitches. We had some creases where the fullback snuck through and gained some yardage. So, yeah, it was, to parlay off of your opening statement, it was not the start we needed to win the game.
Can you, as a head coach of a football team, talk about how difficult it is to relate to your players how quick, how big, how fast guys are from the other team until they get out there? It's really difficult, isn't it?
It is. You can't simulate that in practice. A couple things I think that they have going for them, and I don't know how their season will unfold. I know Center Grove's a really good team, and Center Grove beat them last week. We felt pretty confident, though, that we could do some things, and some of them we did, some of them we didn't, but you can't simulate that in practice. And we need to do a better job of setting situations up where we can at least attempt better to simulate that. But things they've got going for them down at Warren Central when they're playing Warsaw. They were big. You were there at the game. I don't know if you could see how big from the from the press box.
We have some big kids on our team, and they looked a lot bigger than us.
They were very extremely fast defensively, and their running back was really good, and they were extremely violent. They play the game with an edge, and they get after you, and they play it the way it's supposed to be played. It is a physical, combative, violent activity, and if you're not ready to match that right from the gun, and I think as the game went on, we were able to match some of that, but by that point, we had dug a little bit of a hole for ourselves.
Well, J.J. Finch set the tone for that, the kid that's going to Alabama.
He did.
Now, Daylon Fitzpatrick is not the biggest kid in the world, but he picked him up and held him till the whistle. And you just don't see that in a high school football game.
I did see that, and I haven't seen that in a long time. Yeah.
So you're down. It's 14 to nothing. You put together a pretty good drive, and it stalls out.
It does stall out. And then, we were moving the football. We had a little bit of rhythm going. And then the dumbass head coach gets involved in the play calling at one of the timeouts. We're having a little trouble getting the play call in and getting lined up in the correct formation, so we'd burn some timeouts. And we burned our last one, and the head coach kind of went rogue and thought that we should run a fullback wheel out of the backfield with a toss action fake. I was convinced it was going to be wide open. I was not as convinced as I saw the kid intercept it and run down the sidelines and get knocked out about the 5-yard line. So, you know, that right there is a 14-point swing. We should have finished that drive. We did not. Then the head coach gets involved and calls a play he thinks is going to work, and they end up scoring on it right before half. So that was... that was on me. That was not on any kid that was out there. Should have done a better job with that.
On that interception, that is a difficult play for Quentin or whoever's the quarterback, Ethan or Cohen, because he is turning his back to the left side of the offense to fake that pitch. And when he turned around, there were two Warriors right in his face.
There were. And he ended up having to kind of fade away and throw the ball, and I hung up there. Just a bad situation. Poor coaching on the head coach's part, and obviously, you know, poor pass protection on that particular play.
It's 21 to nothing at halftime. Your kids get the kickoff to start the third quarter. And I was really proud of them. They went marching right down the field. They had the one big play and got themselves into the end zone.
We did, and it's amazing what can happen. And there was an actual calmness at halftime, knowing it should have been 14-7, or at the worst, 14-0. And coming out of half, I don't think our kids flinched. Like you said, we got a decent kick return, and then put together a nice drive, and we're able to hit, you know, both. A gap, B gap, C gap, and then hit some things on the perimeter as well. And then that cut it to 14-7. We attempt an onside kick, almost recovered it. It bobbled around that kid's hands for a little bit and fell out once, and then he recovered it. But then our defensively, we stepped up, got a stop, you know, had a tackle for a loss, knocked down a pass, I think a deep pass, forced them to punt, and put together another drive right after that. So now it's 21-14, I believe.
Yeah.
Because we didn't make our second two-point PAT. And then we stop them again.
Yeah.
And now we're in a situation where we have the football with about 8 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, I think so.
And a chance to win, tie, or lose it. With a touchdown / field goal or an extra point, whatever. So looking back at halftime, and if you'd have told me 12 minutes later or 14 or 15 minutes later, Roger, that we would have the football in position to take the ball down and beat a team that's better than us on the last drive of the game or one of the last drives on the game, I could have lived with that. Now, I can't live with it because we didn't execute the way we need to execute on that drive, and we end up getting a great snap and a great punt that pinned them inside the 15-yard line, I believe, and then they sealed the deal with about a four or five-play drive. They big-played us to death. Last week, we had two plays of over 25 yards by Fort Wayne Snyder. I have not seen how many 25-yard plays there were this week, but I'm guessing
it was
somewhere
more than
between
two.
Yes, it was somewhere between 6 and 10.
Yeah.
And you're not going to win.
No.
Giving up big chunk plays like that.
Down 28-14, you've got that ball one more time. And again, the kids put together.
They did.
At that point, their morale is beaten. They're not going to win the game. They still had 4 minutes left, and they marched that ball, and they really put together another really good drive.
Yeah, we got it down to inside the 20, and you know our thought process wasn't, hey, we're not going to win. Our thought process was score and recover the onside kick and take a shot at the end zone. So our intention was to go fast, get the ball into the end zone, cut it to 28-22 or 28-21, and line up for an onside kick, and anything can happen on an onside kick.
One of the things that I think is interesting, going back to Decatur Central in the state championship game last year and these first two games of the season, teams have set out to bunch the middle, and it looks like they're willing to give you the outsides, and your kids have taken advantage of it. Is that what you saw in the film going in? Is that what you anticipated happening?
They came in and played their standard 4-4 defense. Now, it may have appeared they were stacking the box, and it may have been because they were so large it looked like all 11 was in the tackle box area. But they played a pretty standard defense that we see quite often, four down linemen, two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers, two corners, and a deep safety. So they started the game in that, which anytime you see an eight-man front, including the linebackers, you've got to get the ball on the perimeter. If you see a seven-man box, then you've got some other things. Even with the eight-man box, we were able to crease the fullback through there on a few plays, on some triple reads and some fullback dives. And then the second half, particularly the last quarter and a half, they played a four-down line, three linebacker set with two safeties, which allowed us to do both.
Next week, you start conference play. You go to Goshen. We heard from Joey Haklinski before the season started. He felt like they'd worked really hard. You had some guys come out that were very committed to the weight room, and they're off to a 1-1 start after beating South Bend Washington last night.
Yeah, they're going to be much, much better. And anybody, including coaches or kids, that think, last year we played them twice and both games were by halftime, it's going to be nothing like that. We are going to have to scrap, fight, claw for everything. Every week's a new opportunity. Our goal this week is to be better than we were game two, in game three, and to go 1-0 this week. Off the record, I was extremely proud of some things last night. The effort, the way we bucked up physically and bowed our necks and tried to scrap with people that were bigger, better, and faster than us. And then our angles on defense I thought were good. Even though they were breaking the line of scrimmage and gaining yardage, I thought our secondary angles for pursuit were pretty good. We got to tackle better. But I'm really proud of our kids' scrap and effort. And last night's game, although we didn't get the outcome we wanted, and we had our chance. We had our chance. Had the ball with 8 minutes to go in the game to win it. Right where you want to be. This game is still going to make us better for what really matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Who'd you bring with you today?
I brought best friends. Two best friends. When I put that list together of who's speaking when,
yeah,
that allows me to kind of just not say, okay, I'm taking you and you.
Yeah.
Gives me a little chance to think about it and who would be well together and this and that. So I brought Liam Kennedy and Brody Duncan, who are lifelong best buds. And if you see one, you're going to see the other, whether it be in the hallways, the locker room, out and about in the community. Brody plays fullback. Liam Kennedy plays offensive tackle.
And the broadcaster and the host of the show appreciates that list because it gives me a chance to know who's coming.
There you go.
For all of these years, I had no idea until you guys walked in the door. So that's exciting. We'll talk with these guys coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Be ready to go next spring. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
What have you been doing?
You look frazzled.
Looking for a new internet provider. My contract's finally up.
You should get CERT. They're really good.
Really? How?
They are fast, reliable, and local. No contracts or hidden fees, and price lock for life.
Sounds too good to be true.
It's easy and affordable.
Okay, I'm in.
Get CERT fiber fast internet today for just $30 a month with auto pay. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
Midwest Tire and Auto Repair has been serving Warsaw and surrounding communities for many years. They are a Napa Auto Care Center, offering a wide variety of automotive services from oil changes to differential repairs. Choose from multiple name brand tires that make your ride feel great at a price that fits your budget. Call 574-269-9250. Visit MidwestTireWarsaw.com and stop in today to 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Liam, let's talk about, first of all, about you. How are you feeling?
I am ready to come back on Monday.
You ready to start practicing on Monday?
Yes, sir.
Good. What's it been like the last couple weeks?
It has been, it's almost physically painful to have to sit out and watch the guys that you've worked so hard with get to do the things that you know you should be doing. It is very hard to sit on the sidelines when you know that you have the ability to play, but you're limited by a condition that...
Yeah. Talk about what happened in the Snyder game. How did you get hurt?
It was kickoff, the final kickoff of the game. You know, made a bad decision to lead with my head and kind of waylaid myself, knocked myself out, and I gave myself a concussion.
And that, and for you, what were your symptoms?
Nauseous. It's hard to sleep. Get cold chills. Sensitivity to sound. Things like that.
How long did that last?
Quite a while. It just started going away on Wednesday and Thursday. Started to really turn around for me. And then, yeah.
Well, one of the reasons why we brought that up today with Liam and went into detail is because we're trying to help parents recognize symptoms of things that are going on with their kids, whether it's football players or soccer players or other sports, so that if your kids, you know, because kids are known to not always tell the truth, how you feeling? Oh, I'm fine. Well, sometimes they're not fine. And so we're going to try as best we can to educate parents through this show, through kids like you who have that happen to them, that of what to look for on Friday nights and Saturday mornings and things like that. So good to go, ready to go. Talk about the fact that we always knew you as number 21, Liam Kennedy, and now it's number 59, Liam Kennedy, because you switched from a split end to an offensive lineman, and there aren't a lot of kids that make that adjustment. What was that conversation like?
Conversation was simple. Coach said he believed that I could be helpful towards the team at an O-lineman spot, and there's nothing more that I want than to help the team in any way possible, so I was ready to go.
Were your eyes wide open when he talked about that?
I was very scared. Yeah, I played O-lineman as a freshman.
Oh.
As well as D-line.
So you weren't completely a newbie.
I was not, but again, I'm not the largest person on the field.
No.
Not the strongest, so it is definitely a challenge, but
what's the biggest adjustment? Right? What's the hardest part of that?
Well, the hardest part for me was learning plays all over again, because, you know, 3 years out of it, everything changes once you get to varsity. So having to learn plays and assignments and adjusting is probably the hardest part for me.
Tell us about your parents, their names, and brothers and sisters, and where you live.
Well, I live with my grandma. Her name is Mary Burchett. And then I have three siblings. I have an older brother, Jackson, and a younger brother, Isaac, and a little sister, Stella, and we live out by the Y.
Oh, cool. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I'm probably either going to go into just the workforce. Right now I'm in work-based learning, and I'm lucky enough to work for the county as I'm on the maintenance crew doing electrical and plumbing. So.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And so you want to be a plumber or be an electrician? Maybe
a little bit of both, but I definitely do want to get my electrician's license first.
Handyman. There's need for handyman everywhere.
Absolutely.
So that would totally fit. And so I know you hang out with the guy next to you a lot. Who else do you hang out with?
I have quite a few friends, but the ones that I keep closest to me are definitely Brody, and then Jordan Randall, a track guy, and then Brandon Drummond's another one of my best friends, and then Caden Sleester.
Mm-hmm.
He's an ex-football player. Still hang out with him quite a lot, and it's my group.
That's a quality group of people.
Yeah.
Let me just be honest. That's a really good group of people. Who's been your favorite teacher at Warsaw?
Oh, man. It would probably have to go back to my elementary days, because those were, you know, I was not the biggest fan of school as a kid, and even now I'm not, but Mr. Melberg was my PE teacher when I was at Harrison Elementary, and he was a big help to me, just as an influence, and he was a really great guy.
Yeah. Okay, Brody, Brody's got a mouthful of food. I'm sorry. The coach gave him some bacon, so let me ask you one more question then. What are you, when you go back to practice for the first time in over a week, Liam, what are you going to work on Monday in practice?
It just goes back to the fundamentals. Everything has to be, at least for me, everything has to be perfect before I even feel comfortable going into on the field. It's just every step has to be a quality step, and just taking every rep to get closer to perfection is really important to me.
Okay. All right, Brody, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
How good is that bacon?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really good, actually.
So take us back to the end of last year, because you got, I mean, you think about a football team, and one of the things I like to ask guys is, what's it like to score a touchdown? Because on a football team, maybe seven or eight guys score touchdowns over the course of a whole year. You scored a touchdown in the state finals. What was that like?
Yeah, you know, honestly, it's kind of a fullback's dream. You know, you're kind of hitting up the middle, getting 3, 4, 5 yards every play. And every play, you're just wishing you can get that breakthrough. And, you know, that being in the state game, it was like the best feeling ever because you finally get what you want, and then it's in the most important game of your life, too, and it's just a good feeling.
Did you peek up at the scoreboard as you were running toward the city end of the field?
You know, honestly, I'm kind of scared to answer that question because my coach is sitting right next to me. But I did a little bit. You know, it's great to see you on the Megatron, and it's just really fun to watch, too.
Can you talk about how difficult it is to be the fullback in this offense, knowing basically you're going to get pounded on every play, whether you have the ball or not?
Yeah, it's mentally draining because every play you're getting hit. But honestly, like after a while, you stop feeling it. You know, you kind of get in that zone. You just play after play after play. You know what you got to do for your team, and that's what you do.
You caught a pass last night. Were you surprised at how wide open you were?
Honestly, I was. You know, normally on the pass plays, I'm kind of just a blocker. And if now actually catching the ball, which doesn't happen often, it was a really good feeling, you know. Going out in the wide open field, catching the ball, and just running down the sideline is great.
Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Yeah, so I live on Chapman Lake, and my dad is Derek Duncan, who is the freshman defensive coach, and then my mom, Andy Duncan, who's a teacher for the school system, and then my brother, Bryce Duncan, who is an ex-football player.
Yeah, remember all those people. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I really hoping to get in some college ball, you know, going on that field, but kind of like as a backup plan, I also plan to be a welder, you know, just in case college doesn't work out for me.
Nice. How did you get started into that?
You know, honestly, going through the school system, it was kind of a welding class they had, and I thought it was really interesting, and I did it a little bit in middle school for them, too, so it just kind of caught my attention, and I started enjoying it.
What's been the hardest class you've taken through your high school career?
Honestly, it's the class I'm in right now, which is calculus, which yeah. I'm going to have to do a lot if I go to college because I plan on engineering. But, you know, it's kind of like being a fullback. You just got to get through the hard parts.
How do you do that? How do you manage your time as a kid who wants to do what you want to do, and at the same time, you want to play football and are playing football? How do you manage all that?
You know, it's really difficult because you kind of have to save that extra time to do what you need to do, but at the same time you also have to work hard in class to get stuff and done in class too.
And what do you want to do Monday at practice? What's the thing that I know, Brody, I got to work on this in practice on Monday to get better? What is that?
Honestly, just reading gaps, you know, because going through I kind of get stuck just shouldering people and I don't really read where I need to go that much, so I just need to practice on finding the gaps I need to go through.
Hey, thank you guys for coming in. We'll look forward to seeing you Thursday at practice. And the diner once again fed these guys biscuits and gravy and bacon and all kinds of things this morning and orange juice, and we appreciate their support of our coverage of the Tigers. When we come back, we'll run through all the other scores and schedules for the Warsaw teams here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100-plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. High school sports programs seek to develop excellence year in and year out. So do law firms. At Rock Hill Pinnock, our team of experienced attorneys works together to provide the best outcome for your legal case. Whether it's preparing your will, defending you in a lawsuit, or making sure your rights as a parent are protected in a divorce, the attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock have the experience to fight for you. Call Rock Hill Pinnock at 574-267-6116 to schedule your appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah!
Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? SIM is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner Tiger, and get ready to roar in the SIM zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, SIM is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit SIM.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls cross country, who opened up their season last weekend at the Larry James Invite at Chesterton at Sunset Hill Park. That is their Oxbow Park, right? So they're very proud of that cross country course, and they have a lot of events there. And in this event last Saturday, a season opener for everybody, Warsaw came in third with 80 points, a point behind Morgan Township. Lake Central won it with a score of 49. For the girls, senior Sammy Rastrelli led the way. She was fifth overall in the varsity race at 19:12. Her sister Danny recorded a new personal best at 19:58 to finish 11th. Abby Marsh was 13th at 20:08. Eden Metz 16th at 20:22. And senior Hannah Fisher sealed the scoring with a 35th place finish at 21:34. Right behind Fisher were juniors Savannah Purdy at 21:32 and Stephanie Malagon at 21:33. They were 36th and 37th, respectively. Then Eden Gackenheimer, who is a freshman, posted her second PR in as many weeks at 21:50, finished 44th with that time. Katie Robertson rounded up the varsity lineup at 23:32. The JV also looked good. They finished third. Sophomore Audrey Bricker was a first-place finisher in that race at 21:29. Melina Howitt added a 17th-place finish at 23:17. Estelle Jamard was clocked at 23:38. That's her best ever. That's a 23rd-place finish. Nico Ewert, a junior, at 24:03. And Ariana Bradley at 24:03 crossed the finish line 31st and 32nd. The boys also ran at the Larry James, kicking off their season. They had 23 personal bests and six athletes that ran their second fastest times ever. Jackson Gackenheimer set the tone for the day. He claimed the victory in the boys' race at 15:33, and that's a new meet record for that course. He was followed by a strong varsity pack of Nolan Stump, the junior, 20th at 17:47, junior Jackson Lehman, 26th at 18:01, freshman Eli Swinehart at 27th, 18:04, junior Jack Boggs, 33rd at 18:12, and freshman Spiros Christos at 36th at 18:24, and then junior Owen Mirzo, 37th at 18:26. The JV finished second overall in their race. Senior Alberto Ochoa led the way with a personal best of 18:47 to finish third overall. That's his best time by 50 seconds, by the way. Junior Caleb Poorman ran 19:14 for sixth. Fellow junior Grayson Waldo finished closely behind in seventh at 19:18. Clint Douglas, the freshman, finished in a time of 19:55, which was ninth. The girls' golf team was in action on Tuesday at Stonehenge. They shot 162 to beat Wawasee's 223. The JV shot a 209. For the varsity, Addison Ayler had the low score with a 41. Vivian Pykich shot a 36. She was the medalist for the event. Lily Anderson, 43. Anya Puthakodi with 42. And Sophie Stewart with 52. For the junior varsity, Reese Berner, 47. Vivian Spangl with 53. Grace McCullough, 52. Adela Huffer, 58. And Mackenzie Campbell shot a 57. The girls then on Thursday traveled to Middlebury to Meadow Valley Golf Course for a conference matchup with Concord and Northridge. Northridge won it with 159. Warsaw shot 180. Concord with a 220. Anya with a 43 had the best score there. Vivian Pykich, 46. Lily Henderson, 46. Addison Ehler, 45. Reese Berner with a 48. The junior varsity shot 200 compared to Northridge's 206. Sophie Stewart, 49. Vivian Spangl, 51. Grace McCullough, 47. Adela Huffer, 53. And Eve Fussell shot a 55. The boys' tennis team traveled down to Bluffton for their invitational last Saturday. There were three rounds. In round one, Warsaw swept with singles wins for Charlie Norton, Henry Norton, and Ted Grandin, and doubles wins for Spencer Love and Luke Smith, and Cale Meridew and Grant Marin. In round two, again, Warsaw went 5-0 with singles wins for the Norton boys and Ted Grandin, and the doubles teams of Love and Smith and Meridew and Boren. And then in round three, Henry Norton and Ted Grandin posted victories, and they finish first at number two and number three singles. Charlie Norton was second place at number one singles, and the doubles team of Smith and Love also finished in second, and it was a fourth place finish for the doubles team of Cale Meridew and Grant Marin. You add it all up, and Warsaw finishes as the champion of the Bluffton Tennis Invitational. The boys had a couple of meets in midweek. On Monday, they took on Fort Wayne at Dwenger. They won that 5-0 with Charlie Norton, Henry Norton, and Ted Grandin winning in singles. Luke Smith and Spencer Love and Cale Meridew and Grant Marin winning in doubles. For the junior varsity, Ricardo Bococcio and Ian Hofferman and Owen Nyssen all picking up singles wins. And the doubles team of Nate Friedberg and Austin Klingemann, Silas Barine and Hudson Victa, Will Peterson and Isaiah Stoffel, Dominic Manwaring and Tristan Etner, and Kendrick Bennett and Silas Metz. Then the Tigers took on Penn on Thursday, and the Kingsmen beat the Tigers 4-1. And the only single point for the Tigers was at number three singles, Ted Grandin winning his match in straight sets. Let's talk soccer. Girls soccer team got their first win of the season for their new coach as they went on the road to Hanover Central and beat them by a score of 2-0. Goals for Evie Pepper in the 5th minute, assisted by Reese Jackson. Lola Pepper in the 47th minute, assisted by Evie. And the defense pitched a shutout. Annika Scholl and goalie Audie Gonzalez leading the way there. The JV also won big 8-0, and that's how this week started for girls soccer. Then they went into action and beat Plymouth to open up conference play with an 8-1 win Tuesday at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Hayden Elliott got the scoring started in the 13th minute. Natalie Hepner's goal less than a minute later was all the Tigers would need on the night. That goal was assisted by Maya Boddicker. Hepner would score again in the 31st minute, followed by Amy Escutia Palacios in the 48th minute, assisted by Evie Pepper, and Amy found the back of the net again at the 59-minute mark. Evie then scored three times in the 73rd minute through the 78th minute to blow the score wide open. Two of those assisted by Gracie Barin. The junior varsity also won 5-1. Tigers are 2-1 on the season at that point, but they weren't done. They had another match on Thursday. That was against Northwood. And they go to 3-1 on the road this season, 4-1 over They went to 3-1 on the road, beating Northwood on the road 4-1. Evie Pepper started the scoring on a penalty, which was set up by Hayden Elliott's cross. Maya Boddicker followed with a goal at 63 minutes. Lila Williman found the back of the net in the 70th minute. Taylor Reynolds scored the final goal just outside the box on a free kick, and a beautiful free kick taken to put it into the back of the net to make it 4-1, and that's the way it ended. And the girls finished the week with three wins. The boys' team was in action, got a couple goals from Maiden Berger, and Two more from Ricardo Anacleto Melendez in a 4-1 win over Plymouth on Thursday. Sean Smith was credited with an assist on one of the Berger goals, and Berger assisted on one of the goals by RAM. After losing to Carroll in the opening match, the varsity has now won 3 in a row. JV team beat Plymouth by a score of 2-1 with goals by John Conley and Gabe Otero. The volleyball team has been busy this week. They started with last weekend defeating Carmel and Providence down at Carmel. They beat Carmel in 5 and went 17-15 in game 5. They beat Providence in 4 sets, winning 25-21, 25-15, 21-25, and 25-20. For the day, CeCe Good, 36 kills, Reagan Edwards with 17, Avery Heppner with 42 assists, and Madison Brandon with 38. Also, in digs, Ellie Hepler had 48, and block assist, Maddie Williamson with 6, and Reagan Edwards had 2 solo blocks. The junior varsity lost to Providence in 2, and they lost to Carmel in 2, and leading the way for the junior varsity, Addie Weidenbender with 4 kills. Shelby Harlan also with 4 kills in that first match against Providence. And then against Carmel, Emily Haverstock with 7 assists. Erica Shimasaki had 5. McKenna Moore had 3 blocks. And you had Shimasaki with 6 kills. The girls then took on Homestead in 3 sets earlier this week, and they beat Homestead 25-19, 25-18, 25-13. J.C. Stockman with 10 kills for the varsity, and CeCe Good with 8, with Reagan Edwards chipping in 7. Madison Branham with 16 assists, and Avery Heppner with 15. Olivia Rooney had 3 aces, and Maddie Branham had 5. CeCe Good had 4. Ellie Hepler with 10 digs, and Good had 10. Cassie Jackson with a solo block and assisted on 3 others. The junior varsity lost in 3 to Homestead. It went 15-13 in that final game. Emily Haverstock with 9 assists, and so did Erica Shimasaki. Erica also had 9 kills. Sophia Rios had 12 digs for the Lady Tigers. The freshmen beat Homestead 25-22, 25-11. Tess Annan with 9 aces. Layla Ballinger with 11 assists. Melina Silvius had 4 kills. And Maddie Perry had 9 digs. Then the girls took on Penn, went on the road to the Palace, to Al Roach Court, and took on the Lady Kingsmen. Came up short in a 3-2 loss. 25-16, 19-25, 25-22, 20-25, 15-9. CeCe Good with 21 kills for Warsaw. Reagan Edwards, 13. Madison Brandon with 6. Avery Heppner with 29 assists, and Madison Branham with 27. Ellie Hepler with 2 aces. Olivia Rooney and Madison Branham also with 2 aces. Ellie Hepler with 34 digs, and Reagan Edwards, Madison Branham, Cassie Jackson, and CeCe Good all had 2 block assists. The JV also lost to Penn 25-15, 25-22. Emily Haverstock with 5 assists. Addie Weidenbetter with 3 kills. Shelby Harlan had 3 blocks, and Sophia Rios had 7 digs. The freshmen lost to Penn 25-16, 25-18. Melina Silvius with 3 aces. Chloe Huvner with 3 assists. Melina Silvius with 3 kills. And Maddie Perry had 9 digs. It was a beautiful night on Wednesday for the Unified Flag football team to host Homestead. Unfortunately, the Spartans scored the go-ahead score with 12 seconds left to beat Warsaw 44-41. Johannes Schmidt played a role in 5 of the Tiger touchdowns. Mason Anderson sprinted 55 yards untouched into the end zone, followed by Nathan Netty charging for the extra point. Now, I'm reading this, not word for word, but they include a nickname. I'm going to give it to you. Ben King Shark Slaybaugh. Yes, that's what they wrote. So King Shark, I'm sure I'll see him in the hallway this week at school, delivered a miraculous flagpole to stop what looked like it was going to be a guaranteed Spartan touchdown score. Lillian Jarrett brought relentless pressure on the Homestead quarterbacks and made things difficult for them all evening. On the offense, Drew Jones, Timmy Yeager, Ari Harmon, and Brady Taylor all contributed to crucial scoring opportunities, but the flag football team lost 44-41. The JV football team last Saturday dominated Fort Wayne Snyder 44-14. Nolan Himes had a 48-yard touchdown run. Jack Bradford ran for three scores, the first two for 61 and two for 58 yards. So that made it 2 for 2 for Warsaw football against Snyder, and the freshman on Thursday made it 3 out of 3, rallying to beat Snyder by a score of 22-16. Warsaw got on the board in the first quarter with a 3-yard run by Tanner Dippin. Carson Holland scored on the 2-point conversion. In the second, Josiah Bontrager ran for 9 yards, with Bryson Ellerson getting the 2-point run. The final score run in again by Dippin, his second scoring play of the game. Defensively, Dippin, Mason Silvius, Ellerson, and Cannon Swinehart all had touchdown-saving tackles to get the freshmen on the board. They're now 1-1. That brings us to the current. Today, the girls' golf team is over in Fort Wayne at the Carroll Invitational. The volleyball teams are all in action today, all on the road. The JV is at the Carroll tournament. The varsity is at Plymouth for their Powerball volleyball tournament. And the freshmen are at Michigan City Marquette for their tournament. The JV football team is at Warren Central for an 11 o'clock start today against the Warriors. And the home matches for the JV and varsity are for boys soccer. And that will start here in just a few minutes with the JV and then the varsity taking on Mishawaka Marion. Sunday and Monday, no contest will be held. Monday, of course, is Labor Day. Tuesday, girls golf will host Mishawaka and Plymouth at Stonehenge at 5. Girls soccer will be at Goshen, JV at 5:30, and the varsity will follow that. The tennis team is at Goshen as well, starting at 5:30. The cross-country teams are both running at the NLC Invitational, and that round one will be at Oxbow Park. Round two will be down here, and then the championship will be also up in Elkhart County. So the first of the three big meets in the NLC is coming up on Tuesday at Oxbow Park, just off of US 33. The volleyball teams will all be at home on Tuesday as they take on Mishawaka. JV in the Career Center Gym, the freshmen in the Career Center Gym, JV in the Tiger Den, both at 6, and the varsity will follow the JV. On Wednesday, boys soccer is at Concord, JV at 5:30, varsity follows. Boys tennis will be home on Wednesday, hosting Culver Academy at 5:30, what should be a big one. And the Unified Flag football team. You want to know what that's all about? Go out and watch. It's at 6 o'clock at home against Manchester on Wednesday. Thursday, girls golf is at Northwood. That'll be in Napanee at McCormick Creek at 5. The boys tennis team is at Plymouth at 5 o'clock, and that's always an emotionally charged match. The girls JV soccer team will host Homestead at 5:30 with the varsity girls match to follow. The volleyball teams will all be at home on Thursday, and that will start with Goshen and Warsaw in the freshman game in the Career Center Gym. The JV will be in the Tiger Den at 5:30, and the varsity will follow in the Tiger Den after the junior varsity match. And the boys freshman team, the orange team for soccer, will be at Homestead at 6 o'clock on Thursday. And the next Friday, the Northern Lakes Conference football season begins for Warsaw. They travel to Goshen to take on the Redhawks at Foreman Field. Kickoff is at 7. Be watching at warsawtigers.com this week for information on how to get your tickets in advance. One other note that we need to pass along here before we wrap up today. There's a need at Warsaw for a girls' swimming and diving coach for the upcoming season. Anthony DeBroda is going to only coach the boys this year, so they need a girls' coach. If you are interested, that job has been posted online at the corporation's website, and we'll have a link to that this week at warsawtigers.com. But again, girls' swimming needs a coach, and they need it soon because they will start to do their off-season workouts in the pool at Warsaw in just a couple of weeks. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mitch Reinhold. At Reinhold & Thalmer Eye Care, we have over 100 years of combined experience across four trusted doctors. That's a lot of eyes and even more care. We lead hometown eye care with personal service and medical expertise you won't find at a big box store. We're located on Center Street Extension by Ruby Tuesdays, open Monday through Friday, and select Saturdays by appointment. Book your exam today at reinholdeyecare.com. At Reinhold & Thalmer, we don't just check your vision, we protect it.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
A couple of quick thoughts before we wrap up today. One, if you are interested in boys basketball reserve season tickets, they are going to do boys basketball reserved season tickets for this year, and then that will stop for next year and moving forward. You can read all about that online. There's a story posted at warsawtigers.com. It's also been posted on the athletic department's social media sites, Facebook and X. And also, I want to say just a quick thing, and I sort of talked about it last week. I want to talk about it again this week. Ed Huffer passed away, a longtime friend of Tiger Athletics, relative of Jack Bradford, who's off to a really good start on the Tiger football team this year. I wanted to mention that. And, of course, on Thursday, we laid our good friend longtime Warsaw athletic director, Warsaw teacher, Warsaw coach, and Gene Butts. His funeral was on Thursday. It was an honor to participate in that, and I thank the family for that honor to be able to get up and say a few words about him and talk about his life, and that was a joy to do, and I am grateful for that opportunity. Thanks to Brody and Liam for coming in today. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Thanks to all the sponsors. Thanks to R&B Car Company for the title sponsor. Thanks to The Diner for feeding the guys today. They are on the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw. That's going to do it for the show today. Thanks for tuning in. When we come back, top of the hour, Fox News, and then Gary Sullivan will teach you how to fix stuff here on News Now Warsaw.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.